As sure as his resurrection, an Easter sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
He meets us here, not just an empty cross, not just an empty tomb, but the very risen Christ himself, the one who is the resurrection and the life.
We'll send you a CD of this sermon and a sermon on Job for any size gift during the 50 days of Easter. Make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. Thanks for your support during the Easter season.
It's actually been a couple weeks since we have played Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Just the accidents of various schedules have made it impossible to do that on the last couple Fridays of the program. But we have time and we have soundbites today to play for you. Four brief soundbites taken from the last several weeks of Issues Etc. broadcast. We go through it. We listen for these things. We write them down. And then when it comes time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, we bring them to you, and all you have to do is listen, and then you vote. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. You have heard a soundbite that you want to hear again, or it's so terrible you never want to hear it again, or you completely agree with it, or you completely disagree with it, or any number of other reasons. All of them are good reasons for picking one of these soundbites as Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. So you give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. We are coming to you live this Friday afternoon, May the 30th. You can send your vote to us right here in the studio in real time via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Please include your city and state. We'd like to know where you're listening. You can send us a tweet, @IssuesETC, or you can vote right now at our Facebook fan page. We've left some space for you to do so. Facebook.com/IssuesETC, Facebook.com/IssuesETC. And again, please include your city and state because we'd like to know where you're listening. It's your opportunity also to win the LPR bundle package that goes to the listener with the best vote. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. And one of the voters for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon will get the LPR bundle package. The first soundbite that we have to play for you, and listen carefully, comes from Dr. Arthur Just. We were talking about a great hymn that we had studied on the resurrection of Jesus Christ, a great Easter hymn. And a question came up near the end because there's a line in this hymn about our God reigns. I asked him, where does Jesus reign today?
He reigns in preaching and in his word and in his sacrament. That is why I love the hymn, This is the Feast, you know, that the Lamb who was slain has begun his reign, hallelujah, and that reign starts and continues in the liturgy. I mean, in the breaking of the bread at Emmaus is the beginning of his reign. He reigns from a font. He reigns from a pulpit. He reigns from a table. His ongoing presence, his crucified and risen presence, bodily, fleshly, continues to reign in the world when we gather together as the people of God around word and sacrament. That's why the liturgy is so important. It's so central, because there is the reign of God.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. Arthur Just, where does Jesus reign today? If you'd like it to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, all you got to do is give us a call. And if you're voting via the telephone, you get to go first. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us that email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @IssuesETC, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number two this week comes from Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, answering the question, can Christians, for now, stay silent on the issue of marriage?
It will never be easier to speak out about these issues than it is today. The longer you stay silent, the worse the situation will be. So if you think that by keeping your head down, you can somehow appease these guys and you'll be okay, you're kidding yourself. If you think ever, any time in your lifetime, you have anything to say about it, now would be the time. There's just too much in the sexual revolution that is inhuman and harmful and irrational as believers we have to have the confidence to know that that's true. The kids who are being born today who are going to be living in these households that have no structure at all, and I don't care whether they're gay households or straight households, that's not the part that concerns me. Those kids are going to look back on us and they're going to say, what were you thinking that I would never want to know who my mom was? What were you thinking that I would never need to know who my dad was? What was the government thinking? Where were the grown-ups while all this was going on? That's, I think, what Christians need to keep their eyes on, is the way we have tried to deconstruct the organic relationship between sex and babies and marriage. And all of these other things are sideshows designed to keep us from seeing how important that issue is and that we, in fact, are on the right side of history.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse. Can Christians afford to stay silent on marriage? If you'd like it to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, it needs your vote. 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Gretchen Passantino. We were talking about Satanism, that black mass that was almost held on the campus of Harvard University. Why does Satan mock only Christianity and not other religions?
Christianity can be mocked, can be rejected, can be misrepresented and turned on its head with absolutely no consequences, is more and more popular today. You don't see the Church of Satan doing a mockery of mosque worship. You don't see Satanism doing a mockery of a Buddhist meditation or a memorial celebration. Now, Buddhists aren't going to get violent. Some radical Muslims may. But those religions don't pose the same threat to the cult of self, which is Satanism. Those religions don't have the Savior, the redemption, the reconciliation that we have in Jesus Christ. So it's no wonder that it's okay today in a sinful humanity, in a sinful world that has rejected the gospel. It's okay to mock Christianity. It's okay to do something that is specifically a parasite on Christianity, because the Christians put up with it, because Christianity doesn't matter, because Christianity is foolish. Well, Christianity is none of those things. There is a judgment day coming, and those who really look into the facts, the evidence, the life, the demonstration of God's presence and his redemption in Jesus Christ, that is the true way. It's not Satanism or any other religion.
That's soundbite number three, Gretchen Passantino, why Satanism only mocks Christianity. If you'd like it to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, you need to give us a call and vote, 1-877-623-MYIE, or send us an email with that vote right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Now, get ready to vote. We only have four sound bites, and this is the fourth one for your consideration. It comes from regular guest Chris Rosebro of Fighting for the Faith, describing the appeal of the so-called Hebrew Roots Movement to American evangelicals.
Evangelicalism, biblically, is extremely thin. As a result of it, you know, you go into like the average big box evangelical church, you're going to get three or four verses from different translations ripped out of context that are strip mined in order to help make your life better. You know, apply these three easy principles and, you know, your marriage relationship will improve. You'll be more satisfied with your job. Your kids will better behave and, you know, things like that. So what happens is you subject yourself to that type of preaching. After a couple of years, you've already got one foot out the door, but you've got this nagging suspicion that there has got to be more to Christianity than this. Well, along comes the Hebrew Roots Movement. The Hebrew Roots Movement says, hey, you really want to know your Bible? We can help you understand your Bible. And in fact, you can't even understand the New Testament unless you understand the Old Testament. And so we're going to actually teach you what the Bible's really all about, and we're going to teach it with depth. But, and see, there's the hook. And you think, well, that's great. And so they start teaching you things in the Old Testament, and they give you depth, and you go, wow, this is all of the missing stuff that my pastor hasn't been teaching me. But the problem is it's tainted with this bringing you back in bondage to the Torah and the Old Covenant, with the basic premise they do not believe that the Old Covenant is done away with. So what they're really doing is bringing you into bondage under the pretense of teaching you your Bible and what it means with some depth.
All right, that's soundbite number four. Chris Roseborough on the appeal of the Hebrew Roots movement to American evangelicals. It's time to vote. We'll take a break, and this break is a great time to give us a call and vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, May the 30th, right after this.
Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never
come and experience firsthand by sitting down in classes and actually hearing professors, coming to chapel, which is always the high point of the day, to hear the Word of God and to lift our voices in song.
Issues Etc. regular guest Dr. Paul Grimm on why you should consider visiting Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Spend time talking to professors. I mean, there's not a professor here who will not be willing to take time, whether it's after chapel during the coffee hour or just to come into one study and sit down and talk for a while. To answer questions, to help them to get a sense of, A, do they want to be a pastor or a deaconess? And then, B, is this the right place? And, well, maybe C would be the question, is now the right time for them to make that decision?
If you've contemplated the vocation of pastor or deaconess, contact Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, 1-800-481-2155, 800-481-2155, or send an email to admission@ctsfw.edu.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
It's time for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, May the 30th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943, 1-877-623-MYIE. You can also vote via email. We'll get them right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. Include your city and state, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. If you want to vote via Twitter, you can do that as well. Our address, @issuesetc. The listener with the best vote gets the LPR bundle package, the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. Which is it going to be? Soundbite number one, Dr. Arthur Just, where does Jesus reign today? Soundbite number two, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, can Christians afford to stay silent on marriage? Or soundbite number three, Gretchen Passantino, why Satanism mocks only Christianity and not other religions? Or soundbite number four, Chris Roseborough on the appeal of the Hebrew Roots movement to American evangelicals. 1-877-623-6943. talkback@issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. First up, listening in San Diego, James is on the line. James, thanks for waiting.
Oh, certainly. No, definitely soundbite three. It gets right to the heart of the matter. Just like in biblical times, it's a strange way, but it's a validation of the truth of Christianity. And I mean, we're the only competition in town, if you really look at it that way.
Oh, very well put, James, and thanks for listening in California. Stacy listens in Little Rock, Arkansas. Hi, Stacy.
Hey, Pastor Wilkin. Yeah, I have to agree with James. Obviously, the answer to the question number three is that Christianity is the truth. I love Chris. I love Dr. Just. But it is time for us to stand up and speak out, and so I have to vote for soundbite number two, Dr. Robite Morris.
Thank you very much, and thanks for listening down there in Arkansas as well. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Scott listens in Altamont, Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Todd. I'm going to vote for soundbite number four. In the Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis, the demons lament that the heretics they've been feasting on have no more flavor. It used to be that the ones marketing their depth of biblical knowledge were the Arians, like the Jehovah's Witnesses. They claim to offer greater depth of study to new converts by knowing the most recent edition of the Watchtower upside down and backwards. The Mormons offer convenient ways to explain, or rather explain away, the Trinity, and that appears deeper to new converts by making their previous church's teaching appear incomprehensible or like their pastor was avoiding the issue. Arianism was an early church heresy, but from the sound of things, the Hebrew Roots movement seems to be like the Judaizers of St. Paul's day revisited, against whom the epistle to the Galatians was written. There really is nothing new under the sun.
Scott, thanks for listening in Illinois. He votes for soundbite number four, Chris Roseborough, on the appeal of the Hebrew Roots movement to American evangelicals. As I often say, smartest listeners in radio. Emmanuel listens in Florida. He says all of the soundbites this week were good, but after much deliberating, I must choose soundbite number four, Chris Roseborough. The reason why is because I have many friends who are becoming involved with the Hebrew Roots movement and have always been a bit suspicious of it. You should be, Emmanuel. I'm glad you're suspicious. Chris's explanation of it really helped me understand its appeal to people. Emmanuel, thanks for listening in Florida. Gail listens in St. Louis. Gail says, since I'm not out to win one of the issues, etc. goodies, although I would like to have them, I have to say it would be my vote to say all of the discussions by the great thinkers are necessary today more than ever. I vote that you just keep bringing these to the world, as I, for one, know that I cannot comprehend the God of the universe, but having so many great teachers as the ones that you bring us weekly help us make it a little easier to understand the meanings of the liturgy and the sacraments. Well, Gail, thank you very much for your kind words. We'll count that as a vote for all four of them, I suppose. Thank you very much, Gail. Still time for your vote and an opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. And you do it by voting for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us that email right here in the studio with your vote. Talk back at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May is called I Am Not Afraid, Demon Possession and Spiritual Warfare. It accounts true stories from the Lutheran Church of Madagascar where demon possession and exorcism are kind of part of the culture there, part of the native religion. And it's not just stories. It's a great primer on spiritual warfare in Holy Scripture. It's called I Am Not Afraid. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, and ask for I Am Not Afraid, Demon Possession, and Spiritual Warfare. Andy's calling from Kirkwood, Missouri. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Todd. I want to vote for number three, but I want to comment on a different one. The Jehovah's Witnesses believe that Jesus' reign began in 1914, just 100 years ago, when just last night we celebrated the ascension of our Lord, and that's when his heavenly reign actually began. And I just, we have to rely on him to defeat Satan, because Satan is like the roaring dragon out there to devour us, and Satanism, I suppose, the same thing. Thank you.
Andy, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Missouri. Jan listens in Illinois. She says, I vote for soundbite number one because of the attacks have as Christians. I have heard that in other three soundbites, breakdown of marriage, Satan, and the lack of biblical preaching in megachurches, when we sing the songs of the liturgy, about the fact that it is Jesus that reigns in the universe. It gives us as Christians hope that the knowledge that our King of Kings does reign now and will for eternity. In addition to all the attacks mentioned, we have our everyday challenges. My faith that Jesus reigns, reigns in my thoughts. Jan, thanks for listening in Illinois. David in Colorado says, my reaction to Gretchen Pasentino's complaint that compared other religions, Christians, just to put up with the attacks on us is to wonder just what we ought to do. Are we to react with vitriol? Or what does not putting up with it look like? We tried buying certain products. We ran huge political machines in the past decades. Are we to try to match our march down Main Street with our signs? We vote and go to our jobs and show up each Sunday at church. We venture to share our convictions in daily life already. What is it that we can do in society that we aren't already doing? Well, my answer to that is go to church, serve your neighbor. That's all you're called to do. The winner this week, soundbite number 3, Gretchen Pasentino, why Satanism mocks only Christianity.
Christianity can be mocked, can be rejected, can be misrepresented and turned on its head with absolutely no consequences is more and more popular today. You don't see the Church of Satan doing a mockery of mosque worship. You don't see Satanism doing a mockery of a Buddhist meditation or a memorial celebration. Now, Buddhists aren't going to get violent. Some radical Muslims may. But those religions don't pose the same threat to the cult of self, which is Satanism. Those religions don't have the Savior, the redemption, the reconciliation that we have in Jesus Christ. So it's no wonder that it's okay today in a sinful humanity, in a sinful world that has rejected the gospel. It's okay to mock Christianity. It's okay to do something that is specifically a parasite on Christianity because the Christians put up with it, because Christianity doesn't matter, because Christianity is foolish. Well, Christianity is none of those things. There is a judgment day coming, and those who really look into the facts, the evidence, the life, the demonstration of God's presence and his redemption in Jesus Christ, that is the true way. It's not Satanism or any other religion.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number 3, Gretchen Pasentino, why Satanism mocks only Christianity. The LPR bundle package goes to James in San Diego. If you'll send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org, we will send you the LPR bundle package. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, consider making a tax-deductible gift this weekend. For any size donation during the 50 days of Easter, we're going to send you a CD with 2 sermons, one on the resurrection, the other on Job. Make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org or donate by check. Make it payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us during this Easter season. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll discuss defending the existence of God. Dr. Joshua Pagan will be our guest. We'll also have Pastor Tom Baker teach a Sunday school lesson on the children of Israel crossing the Red Sea from Exodus chapter 14. Now, coming up on Issues Etc., on May the 31st, tomorrow, the church observes the Visitation, the Virgin Mary visiting Elizabeth, and we'll talk about this Bible story with Dr. Arthur Just of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. That's coming up next on Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you on Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.